Okay, so we're up to the laws of Netilas Yadayim. We're starting chapter 159. Now, in this chapter, we're going to discuss Be'ezek Kelim Noitlim Lo Yadayim. What kind of a vessel do you need to use for washing your hands? You can't just use any vessel. We're going to learn the restrictions, which kind of vessels it needs to be. And also, V'keitzad Yavoyu Hamayim Liyodov, and how the water needs to come to your hands. We have 25 subsections in this. Subsection 1, Aleph. First of all, he says the law is that Einoitlim Liyodayim Elo Mikeli. You don't wash your hands but from a vessel. You need it to come from a vessel. Because, what's the reason for that? I mean, you can't go just to a body of water and wash your hands. You need to have a vessel poured in on your hands, like we do a wash cup. The reason is shesomchu taras yadayim al hazos meichatos oy al kiddush yadayim v'raglayim b'migdosh. The sages leaned this cleaning of the hands, the purifying of one's hand before he's going to eat, they leaned it to the way they would sprinkle the chatas water. The chatas water was the when a person became impure, and there was a process of the red heifer that they slaughtered, and then they made a mixture with they burnt the ashes, and then they made a mixture with the. They burnt the red heifer, and then they mixed it with water, and there was a hyssop over there. So over there, you required a vessel. The sprinkling of the mechatus, it has to come into a vessel. You put it into a vessel, so there's a vessel over there. And that's how you become clean. So here, the vessel is used to make the person wash his hands. Or another situation where the rabbis made it similar to is the kiddush yodayim v'raglayim b'migdosh. When they used to go in, before they do the service, the kohanim, they would wash their hands and their feet. And for that too, they used a shoyu tzrichim kli. They needed a vessel for that. So v'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim nemar v'osiso kiyur v'goymer. Over there, by the washing of the hand, it says you should make that basin, the kiyur. That was the basin that they built. So it has to be in a vessel. The same thing is v'rochatzu mimenu, and then they should wash from it. So you see there needs to be a kiyur, a basin. U'b'meichatas nemar v'nosin olav mayim chayim al keli. And by the chatas water, it says you put these live water into a vessel. So we need a vessel over there. So there's a vessel. The water is in a vessel. Now, I guess in our case over there, by the sprinkled mechatas, they dipped it into the vessel. They used the hyssop and they used to sprinkle that mixture. But over here, you're going to pour from the keli on your hands. Now, subsection 2, what is qualified as a vessel? What is the qualification called in Hebrew? It's called a keli, a kli. Kol ha-kelim kasherim, all kinds of vessels is kosher. Afilu klei glolim. There is a way they make vessels out of the dung of the animals. They make a vessel, that'll be kosher too. Or klei avonim, stoneware, or klei adoma, or earthenware, anything. I guess those are considered to be a lesser type of a keli, and she'enu chshuvin keli yantuma. They will not constitute a keli as far as becoming impure. Something which is a keli, which is a vessel, if you touch it with an insect or something, which would make it tame. But these kalim that are made of these materials, the earthenware, the stoneware, they're not considered important enough to become tamei, but yet they are kosher for being used for nitilat yadayim. They'll be fine. Subsection 3, tzarech shiyeh kalim machzik reviz. It needs to hold minimally a quarter of a loig, the little bit of water, that's the amount of water that it has to have. If it doesn't hold the amount of a revis, I'm not sure exactly how to interpret that in ounces or whatever, but it's like the Kiddush cup that you need to do for Kiddush. You need at least a revis. You need, a little, like maybe, I'm not sure, maybe it's 4 or 5 ounces or something. I'm afraid to say, I just got to look it up again, what the size of the, that has to be the minimal. If it doesn't hold, the keli is too small, it's considered like a shot cup, those are too small. And Italy, many times, you can't use that for washing the hands. I feel that it's the Malaysian base of Gimel Pavim, even if you wish to fill it up 2 or 3 times, so you don't want to use it once. So like you can't wash your hands using a little shot cup and say, well, fill it up 1 or 2 or 3 times. You can't use that. And subsection 4, what happens if there is a hole in the vessel? The nikev bekoines mashke, if it's punctured a hole so that it would allow water in. Which means, what does it mean, allow water in? It brings the water in. The hainu, if you push that vessel into water, the water will enter by means of that hole. That needs to be a little bit larger than a hole from which water would run out of. Which means, you may have a pinhole in the vessel. The water will go out from that pinhole, so it's running over there. Yet it is not going to disqualify the keli. Only if the hole is big enough, so that if you push it into the water will come in from the backside to the inside. That hole will disqualify. Will make this keli no longer fit. Us batel materis kli. That will nullify it, and it will no longer be a vessel, and you can no longer use that for netilat yadayim. You can't use that as a wash cup for your hands.
In this vessel, previously to being used for the netilat yadayim, have been used for something else.
Yeah, no, yeah. So we actually, I told him a story in Shabbos during the drasha. Shabbos told him a story about the Alter Rebbe. He had a Shneur Zalman, the author of the Shulchan Aruch. So he became a chassid, and his father-in-law was not too happy with him, and they tried to make him a problem. So one time they locked up all the wine, because he came home late on Friday. He would daven late, so he'd come home late. So they wanted to punish him. They wanted to cause him trouble. So they locked up all the wine, and they locked up all the cups and all the food. So he wanted this because he comes home late. He shouldn't have anything to make Kiddush on. So he came home and they looked, looking around what to do. So the only thing, his father didn't think, in the cellar there was mashke over there, and there was vodka over there, and there was the wash basin, which was very large. So he didn't have any choice. So he put in that large wash basin, and he used that to make Kiddush. And he put in the mashke. Oh, this story over there. But anyways, he says, so then v'neitli men lidayim, if you have a hole that is big, that it will allow water from the back side of it, then we can't use that for netilas yadayim. Afilu machzik revis men hanekev ulamata. Even there is a space, like, so the hole, let's say, is in the middle somewhere. So if you go below the hole, it will hold the revis, so it holds. There's enough for a kosher keli beneath it, but over there, because if you're taking it through the top, it's still no good. Why? Because that part that is from the hole and above the hole, that's not a keli anymore. Because once it's broken over there. So it turns out that water isn't coming to his hands from a keli, because the hole, the keli stops by the place of the hole, and then the other upper part already is no longer a keli, so he's not being washed from a keli, so that would be good. Even if there is no water, but the water is just in the bottom part, yet But when you pour it through on his hands, through the open, through the mouth, they end up coming to your hands from something which is not a kli. That section is not a kli. Because the kli, you're holding your hands next to the top over there. But if the water, by where it ends over there, the water would fall here, not on the top, by your hands. So it turns out that they're getting there. His hands are next to the opening of the kli. That's where the water comes from. That means, let's say if there was nothing above the hole, and let's say it was cut off at that spot, and then the water would be pouring from the place where the hole is there, it wouldn't be going on his hands. I mean, the only reason the water has to travel on that extra piece in order to get to his hands. But if the water would have, if there would be no Caleb there, the water would have traveled out over there. He would never hit his hands. So the way it goes to his hands comes through a piece which is not a Caleb.
But can't you angle the
Caleb
so that?
When he's pouring it, so you're saying, so in this case, the red, it says in the, normally in this situation, this scenario is that the hole is over here. So let's see, the hole is over here, but your hands are next to the top of the keli. So you need the water to go over the place to get to your hands. But if the keli finished over here, the water would be running down below it, so you wouldn't mix. So it turns out that that part, it's coming on your hands, not through a keli. However, if you angle it in such a way, he says if you put the bottom higher, in other words, you flip it upside down, make it higher, the bottom is higher than its mouth, then even if there was nothing there, they would still go from the top to his hands. In other words, you don't need that piece to travel to get it to your hands. It would still go on your hands, straight from the top. It would go straight to your hands. By means of the hole, they would go through. They would go through the mouth. That would be okay then. Same thing is, even if you don't raise it that much, that you turn it higher. But if the hole is very close to the top of the kli, and then you raise it a little bit. So you make it in such a way that the flow, it would go on his hands, even without having that extra piece which is above the hole, on which right now it's going, the flow is first going on that piece. But there were been the pieces of the kli which is on the sides of the kiluach, which is above the hole. So in other words, it wasn't totally chopped off by the top, but it would hold the other side. But if you didn't have this piece over here, so you would have like up till the hole, and the side pieces are holding the water together, so you'd still go in the same place where it's coming now. So it turns out, even though the reason why the water is still on the side to that level, it's because of the side pieces over there. That doesn't bother us. That's okay. But if you're going to take through the hole, you know, the hole is big enough to wash your hands from there, that's case, oh, in all cases, that'll be okay. Since it holds a reviz from below, so you can take from that hole, if it has a hole, and wash from there, as long as you have a reviz from that hole below, so you have a full reviz. It goes without saying, if you go and break off actually whatever is above the hole, so you make it a smaller keli, then you're good. Then you don't have a problem. Let's do one more sif over here. Sif hey.
Thinking if the hole is here on this side and you angle it
away from the hole.
On the other side.
Yeah.
Are you pouring it from the other side, which is against the hole? We're going to see that. That should also be okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. We'll see soon.
If the hole is high enough. Yeah.
But if the hole from the hole and below, it doesn't. There's no reviz. Doesn't hold the reviz. But it can hold the reviz if you. In other words, with the hole over there, if you put it straight, there's no reviz. You can't have a reviz in there. But if you make it on the side, where are those? Then you can have a reviz over there. You guys should think of here. So let's say that he fixed up and he made the place where it's sitting. So it doesn't spill out. So he sort of made is now it's sitting instead of sitting straight with a hole which doesn't have a reviz, but he made it now that he can sit a little bit. So you're sitting a little bit sideways. So now you can have the water sitting a reviz in there because it's not leaning against that side. Now it's already on its side. The water is, some of the water of the reviz is on sideways in the keli. Also, if you have a barrel that was split by the length, so what you can do is, you can put it on the side. If you put it on its side, you can fill it with water. Without needing anything else to lean on, it can just sit there, and you'll have a half a barrel. You can put it, if you put it laying on the floor vertically, then you can put water in there. You cannot use it to wash your hands because it has to be sitting. Any vessel that cannot get the water while it's sitting on its bottom, you know, on the base, only if it's on its wall when you tilt it, and nikra keli, that's not called a keli, a shever keli. It's a broken keli. Since you don't use it, when it's sitting on its, you can't use it when it's sitting on its flat, on its base, then it's called a broken keli. V'yesh makilim b'chol shever keli, there's those that are lenient, any broken keli, sh'yochel kabel reviz, b'lishis b'chubud avrachar, which is able to hold a reviz without needing something else to lean on, can just hold on its own. Yes, this machal divrei lachum divrei sofim. He said we can rely on their words because this is from the rabbis. Netilas yadayim is midrabanan, so we can rely on their word. But if he cannot receive a reviz just by leaning, that will be a across the board, all opinions can't use that if you need something else to hold it. Afilu sholim. Even if it's a hole, if it was meant to just stand alone, to hold water without needing to lean on something, and then it has become shorter in the place where it sits, it means it doesn't have a holder. But generally, if it's a vessel that is meant to stand on its own, and somehow without even being made a hole in it, I think it was made without being made a hole, it somehow this is degraded in a way that it can, warped or something, and it can't stand anymore. That it needs something else to support it. If it's made, it's different if it was originally created like that. But if it was meant to stand alone, and then it's degraded into a situation where it can't stand alone, it's not considered a good keli, and you can't wash it. So, I guess to answer your question, see if we'll have it inside before, but if you have a hole on this side and you want to pour it on the other side, okay, but it needs to have a reviz at least, because then it wouldn't have, the reviz is only, that wouldn't help. But the question is, when it does have a reviz, when we say there's a hole and it's running on a part which is not a keli, is the other side of the hole, for example, is that also considered not a keli because the water, in other words, it's not a keli from that point, it's not a keli all in the whole circumference, the whole vessels. He didn't make a distinction from which side you're going to pour it. So unless he's going to say that, you know, if you have a similar situation with a shofar, if you have a loan in the shofar, and then, you know, where the hole is, whether it can be a kosher, you need a shear of the shofar, then there's also some of these laws similar to the laws over here. But over here, we didn't say anything yet. We'll see what he's going to say further, but so far he didn't say anything yet about that.